Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We opened this show back at 2 o'clock with a lot on the Knicks, a debate between me and Tiki on the New York Knicks. If you missed it, you could rewind on the Odyssey app. And if you want more Knicks information, coming up in about an hour, SNY's Ian Begley will join us to get the latest on this Knicks coaching search. I will answer a question that was posed to us a few minutes ago, which is, will Pete Alonso retire as a New York Met? I still can't definitively say yes, because I think that this offseason, despite this big year Pete is having, may turn into another shortish-term deal. Another three-year big money opt-out after one deal. And I know that may be stunning to a lot of people because he's having such a great year.
Right.
But I'm still not positive that a right-hand hitting after 30-year-old first baseman is going to get a 5 or 6 year deal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe he opts out and makes it a 4 year deal and then he retires.
I don't think so, man. I think I heard Pete say he wants to play into his 40s. Actually, I did. He was on with Mookie Betts, and when he did that podcast interview, he said, yeah, I want to play into my 40s. So that's a guy that's going to want to play for a very long time.
If he's going to play into his 40s, he's likely not to finish a Met.
Well, that's why
right.
It's tough to answer the question.
Yeah.
If the question is, do I think Pete's going to be a Met next year? Yes. Do I think Pete Alonso is going to be Met in 2027? Yes. Do I think he's going to be Met in 2030? I don't know. But we need to hold ourselves accountable.
2035.
2035, probably not.
Definitely not.
If I had to guess. Yesterday on the show, Sean got very upset at me because I went back to a debate we had 2 months ago about the best player in baseball. Mm. I correctly said Aaron Judge. These two guys had incorrect answers. Tommy said Shohei Ohtani. Sean said Bobby Witt Jr. And Sean got very upset, and I reminded him. I said, look, the accountability thing occurs to all of us,
right,
not just you. You feel like I was pointing at you. It's not just about you. Today, it is about me and it is about Tommy. Both of us have to answer very important questions. So, Tiki, I'll give you the option. Who needs to be kind of put in the hot seat first, Tommy Lugauer or me, concerning our favorite baseball team, the New York Mets?
I'm going to say Tommy.
Tommy Lugauer. All right. This is tweets. No audio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tommy rarely takes the IBO stance. Very rarely.
Very rarely?
Very rarely.
This is from July 23rd, 2024. I'm all about positivity, as you know, but I've been consistent about Jeff McNeil. He is a dark cloud, a Debbie Downer, Mr. Negativity. He needs to go. May of that year, this was as the Mets were about to turn their season around, Tommy writes, the Mets season is not over. I will remain positive, but I've been consistent on wanting them to dump Jeff McNeil. He is a wet blanket and more focused on his golf game. Time to go. So Tommy Lugauer, of course, Jeff McNeil has played very well this season. His OPS is almost 900 since coming off the IL. He's hit for power. He has been a hero, especially last night. First pitch, game-winning hit, bottom of the 10th inning. Do you stand by your previous comments? Where do you stand now on Jeff McNeil?
Here's where I stand with Jeff. I stand by a lot of the things I put in those tweets, including the golf game, including the Debbie Downer, the wet blanket. Just gives off negative vibes. What I will concede on, though, is that he's played great. And I did want him traded in the offseason. I wanted Iglesias back. I wanted Acuna on the team. I wanted Jeff gone. And you even told me, look, Jeff, he could play the outfield. He gives them flexibility. Jeff has been outstanding. But
I was waiting for the but
he's, I just have this, and I'll positive, but there's just something with Jeff that it's just like, if he could just turn that, you know, frown upside down, and he showed you a little bit last night with Steve with the water thing now that they've made a kind of their thing and the gum on the bucket ordeal, and he's starting to come around with the smiling. So if he could change, I could change, we could all change. And I want to with Jeff, but I stand by a lot of the negatives that I think he brings to the table that are all just personality. The game has always been there. You know, at times
I wouldn't say that. He was bad for a year and a half.
All right, for a year and a half.
After he won the batting title, and this is where Jeff is so confusing, he went a year and a half of really struggling.
But he was hitting well last year, and then he got hurt. Which is no fault of his own. He was great before he got hurt.
No, he was terrible before he got hurt.
No, he was starting to turn around.
No, you're right. He was starting to, but in the first half of last year.
Yes, yes, yes.
He didn't hit.
But right around the Yankee series where we were there, I think I even tweeted something out, get rid of him that day, and he hit a home run.
Okay, so I want to give you some numbers to back up kind of your point and my point, put it together, just so we have some context on Jeff McNeil. He wins the batting title in 2022. He is awful in 2023, and for the first few months of 2024, was atrocious.
Yeah.
Since July 4th of last year, so that includes coming back from the injury, before the injury, because he was starting to hit to your point.
Right, getting healthy.
This season as well, Jeff McNeil has played 88 games. He has an .893 OPS, .274 batting average, 14 home runs, and 44 RBIs in just 88 games.
Wow.
He has been a very productive player for a little less than a year. So,
you know what Jose Iglesias is doing?
Not much.
.248, 43 games, zero home runs, WRC plus, well below 100.
But Batiki, OMG, OMG, well, OMG, vibes, vibes,
I'm
OMG,
telling you,
OMG,
he made
vibes.
That other song, which is more soft, and he should be a singer.
Watch this one. This is a good one. Hey, Tommy, would you trade tomorrow? I just got a phone call from AJ Preller.
Okay.
Would you trade Jeff McNeil straight up for Jose Iglesias?
35 years old.
No, I can't say that now. But I would say is the Padres are playing great baseball, so Iglesias could be a good luck charm. I know San Diego was good last year, but... You want the vibes. Iglesias is an all-time vibes guy.
Can you
guy.
Find
McNeil
out if they're playing any of his music in their clubhouse? Can you
they're
do that,
doing
Sean?
The OMG sign.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
I saw them bring it out once. I'm not sure if they're doing it consistently, but yeah, whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
It only works if he's hitting 300. So or whatever it was he hit with the
Jose fits the vibes more that I'm into.
So you would not trade the, as you phrased it about Jeff McNeil, wet blanket Jeff McNeil for the positive vibes, Jose Iglesias?
I would not.
Okay. Did you take that as a mea culpa from Tommy T?
I think Sean did finish my request.
This is important. The latest, when you Google this in the Padres clubhouse, is from a Padres superfan on YouTube. Jose Iglesias is bad and OMG is dead. With insight into them stopping playing his music in the clubhouse.
Oh, they stopped?
Yeah, apparently right now with the vibes is not. Jose Iglesias said he's got to focus on baseball.
Well, the problem with Iglesias is if you don't perform, no one's going to love that music. Mm-hmm. And it would have happened with the Mets last year, too. The reason we love the music is he had 338.
Yes.
He was a productive player. Did you take that from Tommy as a mea culpa or a double down?
Yeah, it sounded like it was as good, close as you're going to get.
Half a mea culpa?
Yeah, it's as close as you're going
to
get.
All right. Well, just to prove that I need to be held accountable, too. This is me on the Rico Bronya a year ago talking about Jeff McNeil.
The one promise we all have to make each other is that, let's say Jeff McNeil does get hot. Let's say he does put together a torrid stretch. I think we have to realize that you've got to deal him when his value's at his highest. Because I think most of us are done with Jeff McNeil.
Wait, now you want to deal him?
This was me a year ago.
I understand this, but you said it, so he's at its highest. Do you want to deal him?
I would deal him in the right trade, absolutely.
I was asking a question.
Now, yeah, no, the answer is yes. I stand by what I said. Now, here's the difference. Because we're in the middle of June, trades that make sense for the Mets involving Jeff McNeil are probably not out there. Now, I could create one, like another competitive team that needs a bat, trades me a big bullpen arm. Mm-hmm. Like, I give you a great example. You guys wouldn't do this, but I want to be specific and give you an example. If Brian Cashman called me up and said Devin Williams for Jeff McNeil, I would make that trade. I would make that trade.
Yeah, I would. But why? Of course.
No,
the Yankees aren't doing it, obviously.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100%. The Yankees don't have enough bullpen depth.
Right, they're definitely in need of Devin Williams right now.
So you'd have to find, like, the Giants have a good bullpen. Right. Like, if the Giants called me up and offered me Camilo Duvall for Jeff McNeil, would I make that trade? Yes. I don't think this is the time of year. Like, I'm not trading him for prospects, if that's the question. But what I said a year ago, I stand by. His value's back up. If I was made an offer that helps a different aspect of my team, considering all the middle infielders that the Mets have, yes, absolutely.
But not necessarily actively shopping.
No. Look, that comment I made was when the Mets were down last year. Mm-hmm. So it was also like, hey, if he hits, I'm not going to be fooled. Like, we got to build around him.
Yeah.
I think trades have to make sense. So I can't just say Blake's statement, would I trade Jeff McNeil tomorrow? In the right deal, I would. But my view on him hasn't changed. He's playing really well. And I appreciate that. July 4th, 2024, I gave you the numbers. He's been productive. But no, I would not view him as, oh my God, I can't trade him. Because the biggest problem we have as sports fans is we only want to trade people when they suck.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they're performing, it's like, how could you ever trade this guy?
Right. You know this, but you're not thinking about, you can't trade him when he sucks.
Because his value's down.
Because his value's down.
Right. His value's better right now. If the Mariners or the Giants or another competitive team called me up and gave me a fair major league offer for Jeff McNeil, would I consider it? Absolutely. Would I include him in some big trade for Jaren Duran? Of course I would. Obviously, it would take a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. So, no, I stand by everything I said. So we held ourselves accountable on Jeff McNeil because he is playing really well. Mm-hmm. Went blanket.
Red Sox are not trading for him, by the way.
No, and I don't know if they're even trading Jaren Duran because that's one of the popular names you hear. Mm-hmm. He's under team control for a few more years.
He is, and he's a triples machine. So he got seven? Eight or something like that.
He's a damn productive player, and he doesn't make a lot of money. That's the other thing.
But the problem is all their prospects are big outfield prospects.
Yeah.
That's the
idea. The odd man out, or could be the odd man out.
He could be.
And they just brought up the other kid.
Yep, they just called up Roman Anthony 2 days ago.
Or as we call him, Boston's Tommy DeVito.
Boy, that's some setup there. The sister is all over the place now. I mean, she's going viral.
So basically, in a good way? Or like, what do we mean all over the place?
In a great way. Oh. So meaning she was front row.
Now that means she's beautiful and Tommy can't stop looking at her.
That's
exactly
correct.
And what Sean was trying to say is Roman Anthony is in an Italian family. Mm-hmm. And so his family was sitting right by the dugout and they're very stereotypical Italian. Huh. So they're being celebrated.
Long-term prediction. Mm. What year does agent Sean Stiletto join them at Fenway?
That's not his agent, is it?
No. But when does he latch on? With the hat? What do we think?
I think it's over. I don't think he's ever going to get in on that.
I'm going April 2026. Opening day, he'll be at Fenway.
There you go. We shall see. So
well, I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening either. I think Sean Stiletto had his moment.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's over. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? So the Hunter Dobbins, it's revealed that it might not be the truth about why he hates the Yanks, right? So my question is, why do we always, respectfully, I'm asking this, why do we always accept Ken Griffey's reason for hating the Yankees, which implies the Yankees and under George Steinbrenner was a racist organization?
Well, it could be interpreted that way, but really what Ken Griffey Sr., I think, has said in the past is that they didn't allow his son on the field. Now, the reason it's interpreted as the Yankees were being racist is that Ken Griffey Jr. felt other sons were allowed on the field.
Yeah.
And so he looked around and said, what am I noticing here? And so that was a belief that Ken Griffey Jr. had. And also, I think Ken Griffey Jr.'s got a lot of credibility. Like, I believe him.
Right. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best that's done it.
It's also a story he's been telling forever. Now, I don't know, and I'm not positive because I don't know who was on the field and who wasn't on the field. So I can't tell you who was and wasn't. But what I can tell you is, do I believe Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't allowed on the field as a kid at Yankee Stadium? Yes. And Ken Griffey Jr. had every right to look around and say, why is this happening?
Right.
Why is my father being treated differently? Now, maybe it was the way he was viewed as a player. Maybe it was race-related. I have no idea. But why would we assume Ken Griffey Jr. is a liar? The reason we're assuming Hunter Dobbins is a liar is because research was done to prove he's a liar, that he made up the story. The New York Post did God's work. They did their research, and they found out that Hunter Dobbins' dad was never drafted by the Yankees. So now we're going to turn this into Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. are liars? Big BS. BS. And Griffey told that story forever, that he wasn't allowed on the field.
Right.
And he stayed firm. He was never going to be a New York Yankee. And he never was. Now, I don't know if he ever got the opportunity to. I'll tell you this. He did get an opportunity to be a New York Met. And that story still really bothers me to this day. I got to ask Ken about it finally.
And?
He was traded to the Mets.
Okay.
This is the way the story goes. He had a no-trade clause. Apparently, according to Ken, the Mariners gave him Christmas, like Christmas Eve, to decide, are you going to waive your no trade to go to the Mets? And his answer was, I really need to talk about this with my family. We've been living in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
We preferred Cincinnati, but I got to talk to them about it. And the way Ken put it was, the Mariners told him, no, you don't have time to talk about it. Do you want to go to New York or not? And Ken said, well, okay, if you're going to put it that way, no.
And so they traded him to...
So he ended up getting traded where he preferred, which was the Cincinnati Reds. But yeah, the Mets basically had a deal done for Ken Griffey Jr., and he invoked his no-trade clause. And at the time, Ken Griffey Jr. was one of my favorite players growing up, like a lot of kids.
Yeah, how could
up.
He not? He had that sweet swing.
The smile.
Right, he was athletic as hell. He was awesome.
He was everything.
Right, he was everything.
So the idea that Ken Griffey Jr. could be on your team is like a fantasy. So when I heard he rejected the trade, I never fully turned on Ken Griffey, but it was like, what the hell? And finally, I got to ask him. It was like 10 years ago, and that was the answer. And when he explained it, I was like, damn it. It's a good answer. Like, how could you be mad at him?
You can't.
If he says, yeah, they gave me 12 hours to decide, being my wife and my kids. We're like, we got to talk about this. This is a pretty big decision. And I have to admit, I love Ken Griffey Jr. Kind of glad it didn't happen because I don't think it would have worked. Why? His career kind of went like
the
this.
The arc fell off. He fell off the... Yeah. He's, and injuries, right? Didn't he start getting
injuries.
Hurt?
He started getting hurt. He wasn't the same player. Right. And Teague, you know New York.
Well, of course.
It would have been rough.
He would have got buried.
He would have.
Like the shine on his career would have gotten heavily dimmed.
It would have. And it didn't really in Cincinnati.
No, of course not.
So I think that would have kind of did a lot of damage for his career. Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey.
TK and Evan, I'm breaking protocol by saying, Evan, are you happy, instead of saying, how are you guys doing?
I'm very happy. And I'm glad you called today. What's on your mind, pal?
Well, that's the reason of my phone call, because when I spoke to you on Monday, I was like, Soto's hot. And you're like, yeah, even though he got on base six times, he's not giving me multiple on-base hits. Well, he gave you a home run. He gave you a double. And when he smiled at the TV while I was talking to him, and he hit that dinger and gave me the Soto shuffle, I was like, this is what we were waiting for. So that's why I'm calling Evan and asking Evan, are you happy now?
Yes.
And are you ready?
I am happy. I am ready. But we all need to have an honest conversation about Juan Soto. Why is Juan Soto hot? Do you know why?
Yeah, because he played the soon-to-be relegated Colorado Rockies.
Well, what about last night? He's facing Mackenzie Gore. Mm. That ain't easy. And he stared his ass down after he hit a home run.
He just found he's found himself in Colorado.
You don't think there's another reason?
No, please tell me.
What if I told you that something happened magically at Citi Field that has turned all the Juan Soto mojo around?
Mm.
What if I told you that frequent WFAN caller and known Juan Soto hater, John from Masbeth, did a video about a week and a half ago, maybe longer than that, 2 weeks ago, in which he drove past Citi Field. In fact, you know what? You just want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This video apparently has sparked the hotness of Juan Soto. This is WFAN's John from Masbeth recording a video while driving past Citi Field.
Mets suck! Let's go, Yankees! Juan Soto's a f***ing bum! Juan Soto's a bum!
So, that video was recorded on May 30th, 11 games ago. In that 11-game span, not only are the Mets 9-2, Juan Soto is hitting .378, a .550 on-base percentage, a .1280 OPS with four home runs and eight RBIs. Did John from Masbeth wake up Juan Soto? Tiki, your thoughts?
No, I still think the Colorado Rockies woke up Juan Soto with his six non-extra base hits. But now he's hitting extra base hits. So, look, this was inevitable. We knew it was going to happen at some point. He just needed to figure out what it was. It probably happened a couple of days before when he started Soto shuffling again. He hadn't broken out yet, but he did start Soto shuffling.
He did.
And you could feel, I don't know, it was inevitable. You knew this. He's too good of a player for this to have lasted the entire season.
So you're not giving John credit?
If I had any inkling that Juan Soto saw or was aware of this, I would give John credit.
You don't think Juan Soto's aware of John from Masbeth?
I don't know. Some athletes just don't care.
Yeah, but you know what?
They don't care about the social viral stuff that goes on about them. They just ignore it. They just go about their business. But some of them really care.
Well, but okay. So I agree some care, and I don't take Juan Soto as someone that would care, but there are certain people like Frank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank the Tank is known. Like people in the Brave locker room, the Met locker room, they know him. They may make fun of him, but they know him. He's like a mascot. I think John from Masbeth is entering mascot territory where Juan Soto is well aware of this ridiculous dude from Masbeth.
I mean, it's coincidental, but I don't believe in coincidence, as you know.
Exactly. I am fully convinced that that unhinged video has sparked Juan Soto. And joining us right now, Juan Soto, I'm just kidding. Joining us right now, John and Masbeth. John, congratulations, and I thank you as a Met fan for getting Juan Soto hot.
You know, Evan and Mets fans, you're welcome. It's my gift to all of you. from deep down in my heart, I honestly want to see the Mets do well because I want another Subway World Series. And I would love another Subway World Series where Juan Soto goes 0 for everything, strikes out at the end of every game, the base is loaded. I'm dying for that. You know, I was a little teenager when the 2000 World Series happened. I'm a grown man. I'm ready to fight for my squad. Like I said before, Tom Seaver's going to be having a Yankee hat and a Yankee shirt.
Oh,
this is ever another Subway World Series.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready to fight.
John, do you have any indication that Juan Soto saw your video?
I do not know.
Mm.
And if he does, good for him, you know. Hopefully he did see it. Because in order for the Mets to make the World Series, you got to step it up.
Well,
you know?
He is stepping it up. He is. And thank you, John. I appreciate it. I give him all the credit. I had a weird fantasy last night about a Subway World Series. Can I tell you about this?
Yeah. Fantasy or just dream?
Must have been a home game with Mrs. Met.
Mm. Now, fantasy is not the right word. It was a daydream. Mm. So I'm big on history.
Okay.
And I know that history doesn't mean everything, but history can sometimes be your guide.
It's not an indicator for the future.
It's not. But do you remember, and you probably don't, because you were playing actively in the NFL, so I will describe it. I don't mean to set you up as like, you weren't paying attention right. to the 99 Mets?
No, I really wasn't.
And I don't blame you. In 1999.
I was trying to stay on the Giants at that point.
I understand. Yeah, you're fighting for your career. In 1999, the New York Mets had this magical season. Magical season that ended in the National League Championship Series in which they lost in six games. Mm-hmm. Okay. I even said last year's Met team, if I had to compare it to a past Met team, would be the 99 team. It's very similar. 25-year anniversary, but just the fight, everything about it.
Right.
Okay? They lost in the NLCS in the sixth game. The Yankees that year got to the World Series. We came very close to a Subway World Series. We did not get it, but we came close. The following year, we had a little juice to Mets-Yankees, even before they played in the World Series, and that juice was added when Roger Clemens threw a baseball at Mike Piazza's head. And so for the first time, the Mets and Yankees went from just being geographical rivals to, whoa, there's something here. Mm-hmm. Roger Clemens beamed Mike Piazza. And then a few months later, after a near miss a year earlier, they played in the World Series. Does that not ring a bell? Does everything I just say not ring a bell? Mm. 2024, near miss. 2025, something happened that made them real rivals. In that case, Clemens. In this case, Soto joining the Mets.
You sound like Sean.
It's going to be Yankees Mets.
You sound like Sean.
What?
You sound like Sean. Oh, you remember back when OJ died? Same time OJ did whatever in 90 whatever.
Yeah, 94.
94.
But Tiki, this is where he didn't sound like me. I'll bring it home.
A president died or something. Like, what the heck? I don't even remember all the criteria.
This is where I'll bring it home. You know what else happened that year?
What's that?
A team nobody expected named the New York Giants went to the Super Bowl. Hmm. So let's do the whole 2004 all over again.
You kind of missed it, and you had a layup. I'll help you out. You know what else happened that year? The Knicks lost in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Pacers!
I forgot about that, too.
How about that? I didn't even include that. So
you're telling us that history, every quarter of a century, is going to repeat?
I am telling you that history is pointing us towards a Mets-Yankees World Series.
And the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't go to that part. That's Sean's
baby. No, we're beating J.J. McCarthy 41-0.
Wow.
You guys can add that on your own. But history, if it is an indicator, is pointing towards Mets-Yankees. And remember, a year ago, we sat here in the LCS early mm-hmm. on, and I definitively told you there will not be a Subway World Series. I was very confident about that. And I even said, I'm not sure who gets picked off.
Right, last year.
Last year, I sat here in the LCS and said, it ain't happening. I think it's a little different this year because those indicators of 1999 and 2024 and 2000 and 2025, they are telling me and they're telling all of us, if you're paying attention, that we are destined to Mets Yankees. Do you not see all the hints I just gave you?
I mean, I do.
And you know what?
I can't help but think about the Giants in the Super Bowl. Though.
I've swayed Tiki you're that right. way.
And right. that's fine because the Knicks losing in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Indiana Pacers in six games. Right. It all fits. And
wow, what if it's Jackson Dart? Just to close the loop on Chris. Jackson Dart looked phenomenal. I did not meet him, but he's a big kid, and he can make all the throws across the middle of the field, which is something Russell doesn't do a lot of because he's just smaller and not as mobile as he used to be. But he looked damn impressive. And from what I have heard is that Dave's is taking a very strong interest in developing him.
Oh, very nice.
So. We won't know because he's not going to play right away. It's Russell Wilson, but he was impressive.
So you are buying that the Giants are going to the Super Bowl?
He's in underwear, but I am buying because you just convinced me the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. There you go. Congratulations.
I heard it here first.
Can you imagine a February King of New York debate then?
It would easily be Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I think he may take over. Well, then again, if it's a Met-Yankee World Series, someone's winning a World Series.
Somebody's winning a World Series.
But what if Jackson Dart then wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it'd still be tough.
Brunson will be
because
buried. I don't know, dude.
It would still be tough because Judge wins the World Series. He's the king. He's just done
yeah.
there. If Lindor wins the World Series, you're breaking a curse since 1986.
True.
So I still think Jackson.
But what if Lindor does nothing? And it's just great pitching.
By the way, this morphing into East Jackson Dart, King of New York, is just like my favorite part of this whole thing. But yeah, I'm a big signs guy. I think we're getting a Mets-Yankees World Series, so you can tape that one.
I love it. I'm all for it. I can't wait. There's one slight issue.
Go ahead.
And I'm looking at him.
Me? What'd I do?
You'll be... I don't think we have enough people here on the staff to get you through that. You can't sit here during a Met-Rocky game after the Mets have won 9 in a row where you emotionally hedge and you're fidgeting and a Subway Series at this point in your life. Let's be fair. You're middle-aged, so you've seen more than you're going to see.
He's not wrong.
It's not like when we were kids. How old were we? You know, we weren't
17.
17. I was probably 16 or so. So we had the world in front of us. Another Subway World Series for Evan Roberts when he still hasn't seen a championship, and the Mets are his best chance at this point. Let's be honest. With
by
teams
far.
World, by far.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're getting through that.
I don't think I will, to your point. I think it will be an emotional hellhole. Tiki should be paid triple during that week and a half. But it's not about me. I'm just telling
you. I've got to work to 7:30.
That's the one caveat. Look, it'll be an emotional hellhole, but I'm just being honest with you. And it hit me last night because I was thinking about it. I was like, 99, 2000. It just feels similar.
Now I know why you labeled this as a fantasy.
Because it's BS to you?
No, it's not BS. It's just the add-ons to it become immense.
There's a lot of add-ons. And look, the Giant one is for your own fun. Mm-hmm. The real one that's interesting is the Knick one. The fact that they were in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Against the Pacers.
Right. Like, that whole thing makes it nuts. I will come back with your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Ian Begley is going to join us in about 25 minutes. The latest on the Knicks coaching search, which has been met with a lot of controversy. Many Knick fans, many IBOs do not like the process. They think the Knicks have no plan. I strongly disagree with that. They clearly decided to move on from Tom Thibodeau, thinking they needed a different voice. They've cast a wide net. They tried to hire guys who are already under contract. Those teams said no. And now we're off to tier two. But we'll get more information from Ian Begley coming up in a few minutes. The Athletic did a players poll at the beginning of the season. They asked players just a bunch of survey questions. And I want you to guess who the majority of players said, and these are pitchers that were asked specifically, who they would not want to face. Game 7 of the World Series, bases loaded, season on the line. Which player in baseball with...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They least like to face
Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That's an interesting answer. The answer was not Freddie Freeman. Do you want to guess Sean Morash?
Baseball pitchers and baseball are just wrong.
They're a bunch of idiots. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Did you not watch Freddie Freeman in the World Series last year?
He was amazing. He was amazing. But they do not put him number one. So the question is, who did they put number one? Sean, would you like to guess?
Is this Met propaganda? Are we going Francisco Lindor?
First of all, this is The Athletic. It's not Met propaganda.
No, no, no.
Yeah. It's literally
Met propaganda because you're bringing it up.
Exactly. Tiki, thank you. We're speaking the same language today.
I want to be honest with Tiki. Freddie Freeman finished fifth on this list.
Fifth
on this list.
I guess he is getting older, so I get, you know.
Yeah. This was an anonymous MLB player survey conducted by The Athletic from late February to early May of 2025. Freddie Freeman was fifth. You said Francisco Lindor. He was not on the list.
Okay.
He did not make the top 10. Tommy Lugauer.
I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and say it's
Juan Soto.
You are correct.
Oh, no, we love Soto.
Juan Soto was the answer. It was very close. It was Juan Soto finishing first, Shohei Ohtani finishing second, and Aaron Judge finishing a distant third.
Well, in the postseason, why are you worried about Judge?
I think you're right about that. I think that may have added to it.
For the record, Tiki, I was right about Met propaganda.
Yeah, of course. Is that Met propaganda? I'm not answering the question. It was merely a question asked to other MLB players.
I think these MLB players are taking into account regular season feels and not postseason feels.
I don't know what...
Freddie Freeman should not be fifth.
I don't know what they're taking into account. They're asking pitchers who they wouldn't want to face in Game 7 of the World Series. They asked also which player do you most like to watch play? I didn't bring it up because I think it's boring.
Mm.
Like, do you really care what players said they really like to watch play?
Who?
The answer is, I mean, come on, you knew what the answer was going to be. It's going to be Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Because he can pitch when he pitches, which he hasn't done in a year and a half.
That's the problem. We keep bringing up this Ohtani thing, but it's like, you got to pitch again first.
That's my big point.
I know, and I agree with it.
And I made a great point in our text chat that no one responded to, and I was so bothered. I was like, why isn't anyone responding to me? So Tommy tweeted, hey, Ohtani may come back by the All-Star break.
Did you? Wait.
Tommy tweeted that.
Did I miss this?
Which was great information. I think it was more your information about trying to prove yourself right that he's the best player in baseball, which I've always told you if he pitches enough, he will be. He's just not right now. So my response to that was, hey, you know what's really interesting? We all know Judge is better than Ohtani, right? Despite you disagreeing with me, everybody knows Judge is better than Ohtani. How many innings does Ohtani have to throw for that to make up for the offense that Judge is so much better at?
Oh, this is at 9:45.
And I think that's a great question because I don't know the answer. So I said it. No one responded. Then I gave my theory. Hey, he'd have to make a handful of starts, ERA under 4.
You know
why nobody
responded? Why? It was 9:45 at night.
What are you going to sleep early?
Not sleep.
Oh. You wait. Okay.
Chicka, chicka, bow, wow.
What about after you're done? You didn't want to respond?
I mean.
He's Tiki Barber. He's never done.
Then it was like cuddle time and watch a movie and Georgie and Ginny or whatever the heck.
Okay. I would say that we acknowledge your excuse, and I say it's valid.
Yes.
What are your guys' excuse? No one answered me. No one debated with me how many innings Ohtani needs to throw.
And now that I see that there's like multiple like responses by you afterwards.
Yeah, because no one responded. I thought it was a great conversation. And I'm most disappointed in Ohtani because you brought it up.
Let's have it now. How many effective innings does he have to throw to make up for the Judge bat being better? I would say...
Make every start and pitch to an ERA under 4, and I say that makes up for it because now you're pitching and you're contributing. Is that fair?
Under 4, yes. Yes, a 3-something ERA, same thing at the plate.
Yeah.
And then you're better than Judge.
Judge is better offensively. That will make up for it, and then Tommy can take his rightful seat and see he's the best player.
And then if you finish in top, I don't know, 10 for the Cy Young, then you're significantly better than Judge.
Because that's amazing. Because you're doing things that are unnatural. And my argument hasn't been that doesn't matter. My argument has been he hasn't done it in a year and a half. When he does it, we'll have a conversation.
He's also, I mean, he's not Nolan Ryan either. I know it's great what he's doing, but like the idea, like must watch. I'm sorry.
As a pitcher.
Yeah, everybody do your own. When Shohei Ohtani takes the mound, it's not like I'm getting the popcorn out going, I can't believe I'm watching him pitch. It's very cool that he does both, but I feel like that nostalgia to me is rubbed off. I'm good now. Now, if he was the best pitcher in baseball, then all right, Tommy is.
He was good one year.
He was good, but he wasn't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what he's doing is great. Is that what you said? Or
no,
okay?
It's unique in that he does both things, but he is not the best pitcher in baseball to make my
dude,
jaw
he is. I think he's the best hitter in baseball. We could go on.
He's not the best
hitter. Right. He's one of the best players in baseball, certainly as a hitter, and he also pitches at a very high level, and Sean is acting like it's, you know, chewing gum and walking. I mean, it's a little bit more intricate than that.
I completely disagree with Sean. I'm with you, Tommy. When he does both, I would agree with that answer. Like, I think that's the most must-watch. Yeah. I'm consistent about it. I respect it when he does it. He doesn't do it.
And the reason I sent that in our chat is because we spent, you know, an hour screaming about it yesterday. Well, he's got to pitch. He's got to pitch. And then the report an hour later that he is going to pitch, probably before the All-Star.
But what's it going to look like? How many innings he's going to get? Is he good?
Right. And that's my question. I don't want to say you're disqualified from the convo because you aren't, but you're continuing to run with a point that's not true, which is that he's already better than Judge offensively. That's not true.
No.
If we can be fair that Judge is significantly better, which he is, all the data backs up, then you can answer, which I do not know the answer to, how many innings does the man have to throw to make up for the fact that Judge is clearly a better offensive player to then make him the best player in baseball? I gave my theory.
I think, what did you say, 100?
I think if he goes out, makes every start, and pitches to a sub-4 ERA.
Yeah, but how many innings?
Five innings a game?
Yeah.
I mean, five innings a game.
120.
I'm not asking him for to be the best pitcher in baseball. He's not the best pitcher in baseball.
Doesn't he have to be the best at one of them?
No, I agree.
Because otherwise, that's just the ultimate cheat code, so he's good enough at both.
No, because here's why, Sean. He's the second best hitter in baseball. That I will totally give you. And if he's not second, he's third, right?
Right. Think of an elite 3-and-D guy. On an NBA team. Not the best player on his team because you got a superstar, but this guy, without him, you don't win. He's got to be that in order to be collectively better than Aaron Judge. That's what I would say.
Well, and if you're already second or third offensively and then you're a top 25 pitcher, that will, in my opinion, make up the difference. That's where I would say, fine, he's the best player in baseball. But he's got to pitch. He's got to actually do it. When he does it, and how much does he need to do? You still haven't answered it. How much does he have to do?
Well, you haven't asked me. I'm with you.
That's because I'm still bothered you think that Ohtani's better offensively. It bothers me. I don't know why. I get bothered by weird things. I get bothered by Knicks fans being ridiculous.
Well, because the stats just don't back it up.
That's true. I'm bothered because you're saying something that's not true.
Okay. As a homework assignment for you in the audience, check their numbers out from last year. There are several categories where Ohtani won.
No. Not several categories. Judge is better.
There are several categories.
There's a couple. Stolen bases. Okay,
doubles, whatever. I think he had.
On what planet does stolen bases and doubles supersede every other stat? On what planet? You're wrong. You got to take this out.
But Judge is better, and their average is so he hits more home runs, which, what were their home runs? It was probably close
to. He had a better OPS. He walks more. He's better. And this year, it's not even close.
I feel like pulling up an ingo on you. If you had this conversation with Joe about the OPS.
He would agree with me.
He'd be screaming and yelling at you. He doesn't like Ohtani either. But,
hold on a second. You think Joe Beningo would say Ohtani's better than Judge? What, are you high right now?
No, because I think, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you had a conversation with Joe 10 years ago about the two best players and you were dismissing certain categories and you were bringing up OPS, which is an important category, he would have yelled at you. He said, get out of here.
You think Joe would argue a player is better because he stole more bases and has more
doubles? I just want to bring up their numbers now. That you're making me now like want to do this.
No, we can't do this
again. That's what I mean. Just we can't do this. That's why it's a homework assignment. And you can email the RicoB Gmail and yell at Evan and tell him he's wrong. If he pitches 100 innings, I would say sub-4 ERA.
He's not pitching 100 innings.
Okay.
He's not going to pitch enough.
If he pitches 80, can he get to 80?
If he makes his first start like August 1st, then he's got 2 months to pitch.
They're saying
really.
He might be back before the All-Star break. They are never wrong.
Yeah, they're never wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's got to make his starts every 6 days, be an effective pitcher.
And pitch in October.
And if you do that, I think it makes up for the fact that Judge is clearly better offensively. That's where I'll be at on that. Anyhow, I was just annoyed no one responded to me. But at least you responded to me on the radio.
Some of us had, you know, Liberty minus 18.5 live we were monitoring.
Did they cover?
They won by 19.
Nice! There you go! Nick is calling from the Bronx. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I haven't picked on you in a while, so I just got two things from yesterday.
Yeah. I missed it, by the way. I love when you pick on me. It very much excites
that's
me.
That's good. When you, next time you don't want to tip a bartender, all you got to do is ask them for their Venmo, their Zelle, or their PayPal account. And they take it because I do it all the time.
Okay.
And second, I really know how you really cut your nose.
How?
You got home a little early the other night and Bad Tiki was leaving and you caught him.
Look at you. Look at you, ready to fire.
Set us up for tomorrow.
Yes, we will be joined by Bad Tiki tomorrow at 4:30. Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Guys, I have to bring up something. I'm very annoyed with you, and quite frankly, the coalition has to kind of reach our hand out at this point. You gave credit to a Yankee fan for Juan Soto's resurgence.
I mean, not just any Yankee fan, an irrational, crazy, drive-by City Field making videos Yankees fan.
And speaking of irrational, I think the person we need to give credit to here, and the draft Dodgers and the Mets are more connected than we think. Because, Tommy, can you remind me, when did the draft Dodgers get eliminated from the NBA playoffs?
The draft Dodgers.
It was I got to play the game now. It was right around when my attention went towards the Mets. It was a Saturday night.
Bingo. Yeah. Because, Evan, you see, positive Tommy bleeds blue and orange, but he can only bleed blue and orange for one team at a time. Mm. And so when the draft Dodgers got eliminated, positive Tommy was able to turn his attention back to the Mets for the summer.
Oh,
and so I think positive Tommy, again, late May, that's his anniversary, has now joined forces with the coalition, but for the other team that wears blue and orange. And quickly, guys, there's always a plan B, and B stands for Brunson or Bryant, because I think the Knicks do have a plan. And you know what, Tommy? Maybe Jalen Brunson is the king of chess, because they just used Udoka, Kidd, and Finch as pawns in this game to get Daddy a new job. Because the reality of the situation is Bronny James of coaching is Rick Brunson, and that is who you're going to be landing soon. And the NBA doesn't want that until the finals is over.
All right, there you go. Mm. By the way, I've looked it up. Since the Knicks were eliminated and positive Tommy's attention can fully go on the New York Mets, mm-hmm. Juan Soto is hitting .367 with 3 home runs and 12 RBIs.
How many games is that?
That is, let me see.
Positive Tommy.
9 games, OPS of .1291. So the numbers are the numbers.
You're welcome.
It could be the Knicks being eliminated and Tommy having to come crawling back and pay attention to the Mets.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Tommy.
I don't know why you had to phrase it crawling back. I do not crawl. Positive Tommy does not crawl. He stands tall and walks back towards the Mets.
I mean, you were damaged after the Knicks lost. You probably didn't crawl, but maybe you limped a little bit.
He said he was damaged.
No, he had some shrapnel around the hind quarters and ankle was a little broken, busted up a little bit. Shoulder was hurting, but you know what? You made it back. Now you're getting healthy. And so is Juan Soto.
Boy, I got to put a poll out now. Which has sparked Juan Soto more? John from Maspeth's drive-by or Tommy Lugauer's Knicks being eliminated?
No, everybody's going to vote for Tommy.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. The John from Maspeth drive-by gets a lot of attention these days. Mm. Where would you side, Sean?
It's John and Maspeth.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I think the power of John and Maspeth really, really knows no bounds now. Mm.
Tommy, I got your back.
Thank you, Tiki. We know Sean wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I'm undecided, Tommy, to be fair. I need to really give this a lot of thought. Well, I need to evaluate things, and I will come back with a decision tomorrow. I have not decided who I'm giving credit to. So tomorrow I will let you know.
Let's also be
Actually,
real.
I won't let you know. I'll let the audience know.
John and Maspeth has played more attention to the Mets this year than Tommy has, too. So
well,
I think
that's absolutely inaccurate. I mean, John, I love you. He's basically stalking the Mets by driving by City Field. He's not actually watching the games.
Maybe he lives over there. You never know.
He lives in Maspeth.
It's close to City Field-ish.
Well, you think he lives in Maspeth.
Oh, I see. Don't reveal the Batcave, the location of it. Good call.
Could be a cover.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.